Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
I'm Todd Lamb. In the Secret Service, I learned it's important to have a plan. That's what's missing in Oklahoma. I have a plan. As governor, I'll be ready to take action and get results on day one.
Todd Lamb's plan. Direct a minimum of 65% of our education dollars to the classroom to improve education and help our kids. Reform our budget process and hold unelected bureaucrats accountable by implementing zero-based budgeting. And work with President Trump to create jobs while diversifying Oklahoma's economy.
I took an oath in the Secret Service to step in the line of fire to protect the president, our republic, and all that America stands for. As governor, I'll fight just as hard to turn Oklahoma around.
Read the details of Todd Lamb's action plan at votetoddlamb.com. Todd Lamb, a proven pro-life conservative you can trust. Todd Lamb, for governor. Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Lamb 2018.
Just when things were starting to look better on China trade and EPA's renewable fuels actions, agriculture's fortunes have again taken a swift turn this week. President Trump, not satisfied with trade talks with China and after putting the conflict on hold, is now proceeding with plans for tariffs on $50 billion in Chinese imports and other restrictions. Trump says his unpredictability gives him an edge at the bargaining table, but it also has farmers on edge. National Pork Producers spokesman Jim Monroe on the impact of earlier duties on Chinese steel and aluminum and China's retaliation. Listen.
We've seen the hog futures drop about $18 per animal, and if you look at that on an annualized basis, it comes out to about a $2.2 billion loss. So I don't know that you can attribute all of that loss to the trade friction with China, but it's certainly a main factor, according to Iowa State University economist Dermot Hayes.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross is due to arrive in Beijing Saturday for more trade talks as President Trump again tightens the screws on China for promised concessions on agriculture and manufacturing. The administration, meantime, is having trouble keeping its own promise to curtail ethanol waivers for profitable oil refiners, spurring ethanol and farm groups to file suit in the 10th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals. National Corn Growers Executive Vice President John Doggett.
Having these waivers granted in the middle of the night without any notice to the American people is just plain wrong.
Corn Growers, National Farmers Union, the Renewable Fuels Association, and the American Coalition for Ethanol are challenging renewable fuel waivers EPA granted to refineries in Oklahoma, Utah, and Wyoming.
We think that the president and the administration need to come through on their promise that they were going to support a 15-billion-gallon RFS, and by taking a billion plus gallons of ethanol out of the compliance measures, that's not complying with that promise that the president made.
Financial disclosures showed the exemption saved the firm's $170 million in compliance costs, leading RFA CEO Bob Dineen to charge that EPA is secretly and methodically destroying demand for renewable fuels. That when corn farmers are suffering their fifth straight year of low crop prices and the lowest net farm income since 2006. In other news, an AgWeb.com article says 2018 has been a rough year for the Humane Society of the United States. A third charity watchdog has downgraded HSUS. Charity Watch lowered the Humane Society of the U.S. to a D rating in its most recent rankings, thanks in part to its highly inefficient spending practices. You got farm news on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, join me on the road to ranching efficiency at the 2018 Noble Research Institute Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, June 14th and 15th. A day-long tour of two of their farms on the 14th, then plan to attend the conference on Friday the 15th. A tremendous lineup of speakers will inspire and inform, including Jim Robb, Colin Woodall, Dr. Cliff Lamb, and Donald Brown. Go to noble.org/events to see the agenda and to register. The Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, June 15th, Ardmore Convention Center. See you there.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.